Sakta Mishnah Vayter, Masechtes Beya, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Beis. Now we're going to see the third of the three halachis in Hilchas Yamtiv, where the Vishamay are Mekel and the Vishil are Machmir. Shechita is really one of the Lamates Malachis, just like the Lamates Malachis are Asr on Shabbos, they're also Asr on Yamtiv. However, on Yamtiv there is a heter of Tzarech Eichel Nefesh. Whatever has to be done for the preparation of food on Yamtiv is Mutar. The machlokes in our Mishnah isn't so much about the Shechita, but it's more so about the mitzvah of Kisui Hadam. What is the mitzvah of Kisui Hadam? The Torah says when we shecht a chaya or an oif, we're obligated to cover the blood. So is covering a blood a malacha? Well, it depends if we have what is necessary to cover the blood with. If you need ground pieces of earth, so sometimes you may have to dig. And digging is a malacha. It could be the malach of chayrish, or maybe even the malach of bain if it's inside. Sometimes you may have to crumble up pieces of earth that are stuck together. That could be toichin, grinding. And also, even moving it could be muktzah, which may not be a deraisa, but it's still aser. So what happens if someone comes to a rav on Yom Tov with the following shach? He says, I want a shecht. He says, I want a shecht, a chaya, or an oif. But I didn't prepare what I need to cover the dam with. What I do have, though, is there's a spade that's stuck into the earth. That was there from before Yom Tov. Can I go ahead and shecht? Beis Shammai, I mean, the Beis Shammai say, Yachper Bedeker, you can dig with a spade, Yechasa, and cover the blood. Now, even the Beis Shammai require that these two things are in place. We're talking about someone that has a spade that was stuck into the earth before Yom Tov. Now the earth has been prepared for use. It's Muchen. If not, the earth would be muktzah, and because the spade was already in the earth before Yom Tov, we don't have a shail of digging. The second Tanai is, even according to the Beis Shammai, is that the earth is like powdery. It was granulated before Yom Tov. It's not clods that are stuck together. They say there wouldn't be a shail of teichen. So here's where the Beis Shammai say, we'll give the person the green light to shecht. But the Basil would disagree. The Basil, if he comes to ask us, we're going to tell him, lo yeshchid, he should not shecht. According to the Basil, it's still muksa. Even though the spade was stuck into the ground beforehand, according to the Basil, that does not take away the Yisr muksa. If we dug it up before Yom Tov, and we have this earth that's like powdery in a jar, in a bowl, not connected to the ground, then it wouldn't be muktzah, it was prepared from before Yom Tov. But as long as it's still in the ground, it doesn't help me say the Beis Hillel that the spade was in the ground before Yom Tov. It's still considered muktzah, and therefore we can't allow you to shecht. Some learn the machlokes isn't necessarily about muktzah between the Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel, but the machlokes is about making a hole over here with this spade that's already in the ground. Under these circumstances, it would only be an issur d'rabbanan. The Basil say, you can't do it. B'Shamay say, because of Simchas Yom Tov, Chazal weren't machmir. Either way, somebody comes to a Rav and says, I want a shecht achaya and oif, it's Yom Tov, but I didn't prepare the earth for Kisui Adam. I do have a spade in the ground, and the ground is like powdered already, it's granulated. The B'Shamay say, it's okay. The Basil say, no, you can't. However, Umaydim, both the B'Shamay and the Basil would agree, Sheim Shachat, what if he already shechted? He didn't come to ask the Rav beforehand whether he should or shouldn't. Now he already shechted, and he has the mitzvah of Kisui Adam. Everyone holds sheyachper bedeker. At this point, he should dig with the spade, the yechasa, and cover the blood with the earth. If he didn't shecht yet, so we still are looking for a reason to be mekel because of Simchas Yom Tov. Now that he shechted already, we have another reason to be mekel. He shouldn't lose the mitzvah saseh of covering the blood. Under these circumstances, even the Beis Hillel are maida. Then if he already shechted, and he has the spade in the earth, and the earth is already granulated, we're going to have to look away at some of the other Yisurei D'Rabbanan, not to be mevatel, the Yisur D'Rais of Kisui Adam. Now we have these words in the Mishnah. She'efer kira muchanu. Literally, for the ashes of a stove are considered prepared. Ashes of a stove, where does that come in over here? Who is talking about the ashes of a stove? The Gemara says, this has nothing to do with the machloikis between the Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel. It's as if the Mishnah said, and by the way, let me tell you another halacha. And it's as if, instead of She'efrit would say ve'efrit. Let me tell you another halacha, a separate halacha, that the ashes of a stove is not muktzah. It's considered prepared. What do you mean it's considered prepared? There are different types of muktzah. There is a category called muktzah machmas gufay. That means things that aren't kalim, like earth, rocks, pebbles. Things like that are muktzah, unless before Shabbos you officially prepare it for a certain purpose. Well, let's say I want to use the ashes of the stove for something, but I didn't prepare it from before Shabbos, it's not a problem. It's considered prepared. Because beforehand, a person was already thinking, oh, I could use the ashes of the stove. If we're talking about ashes that were left over from before Yom Tov, ashes produced by a fire on Yom Tov are muktzah. But wait a second. The wood that I used, that was prepared from before Yom Tov to make sure it's not muktzah. That's true. But the ashes are muktzah. And the reason it's muktzah, if it became ashes on Yom Tov, is that there's a muktzah called noilad, something that came into being on Yom Tov. But if we have ashes in the stove that were there from before Yom Tov, then we say, people know from before Yom Tov, they use these ashes for different things. So it's as if it's automatically prepared and it's not muktzah. Sometimes, explains Abba Tanura, even if it's ashes from a fire that burnt on Yom Tov, it's also not muktzah. And that would be if it's still hot enough to be able to roast an egg with it. Being that you would be allowed, like, to turn it over in order to roast the egg, so you can take it also and use it for kisi hadam. So again, these words, she'efer kirim muchenu, the Gemara says, can be read with a vav. Ve'efer kirim muchenu, it's a separate thing. I'm telling you a different halacha. It doesn't require a hazmana before Yom Tov like other muktzah machmas gufas. So in this Mishnah, we had the third of three machlokes in Hilchos Yom Tov between the Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel, where the Beis Shammai are mekel and the Beis Hillel are machmir. The first one was in the din of Hachana de Rabba, that's what it's called, whether a Hachana b'dei Shemayim is also aser, like an egg that was laid on Yom Tov and we know was finished yesterday. So if yesterday was Shabbos, is that a problem? Is Shabbos being mechin l'Yom Tov? And do we say, even if it's not Yom Tov after Shabbos, we should make a gzeira on any egg that was laid on Yom Tov, in case you'll confuse it with Yom Tov that falls after Shabbos? That was one. The second was, bidin bir chametz bepesach. That's been again the issur of bayirah bayimatzah. Not the issur of achila, but the issur of bayirah bayimatzah, of removing chametz from Yerushos. The Beis Shammai held, Sar is b'kazayas, but chametz has a larger shear of kaseves, and the basilis say both are kazayas. And then we had our third machloikis here. And that's if a person comes to a rav and says, can I shecht, but I didn't prepare the offer for kisui adam. I did, however, arrange, or maybe he didn't arrange, but lamaisa he has, a spade that's in the ground, and the earth is already powdery. So there may be issues of muktza here still, or issues of making a guma, a hole in the ground that it's only medarabanan. Either way, the Basil say, no, we can't let you shecht, and the Beis Shammai say, no, for Simchas Yom Tov you can shecht. Everyone would agree, however, that if he already shechted, then he says, what do I do now? So we're going to allow him to use his spade in the ground with the granulated earth to do kisi hadam. And in the last halacha in the Mishnah, we learned that the ashes of an oven is considered muchen. If the ashes were there from before Yom Tov, we don't say, like other muktzah machmas gufas, you have to make an official hazmani, you have to take it and designate it and prepare it for a certain use. We say, Daita Elel, his das is on it, from before Yom Tov, it's as if it's automatic that it's not muktzah. We know we're going to use these things for different purposes. The Bat Tanur explained to us, that's only if it was ashes from before Yom Tov. But if it became ashes on Yom Tov, because the oven was used on Yom Tov, it's a different problem then. And we don't say his das was on it. And as others explain it, it's a new type of muktzah called noilet, something coming into being on Yom Tov. Unless it's still mamish warm, that you can roast an egg with it. So once I can use it to roast the egg, I say, okay, it's not muktzah for anything. And even if it became ashes on Yom Tov, you can still use it, let's say, for kisui hadam.